Yeah, I mean, I think when you know a client and they're not, you know, you're at a trust factor, there's not that suspicion type of thing that maybe is sometimes in the beginning, but you have a trust, and I know, you know, the type of things that she liked and what she was really looking for, so we work really well together, and I think that's key when somebody's willing to kind of open up and tell you really what they want and not just kind of hold it all in and expect you to, you know, read their mind somehow. So that really helps with coming up with a really great design when you've got a customer that's willing to collaborate with you and help, you know, let you know your vision a little bit. Yeah, she really wanted it to be beautiful. She loved bling, so she wanted it to have glass and mirrors and, you know, really hold her nicer clothes. Really wanted it just, I think, to be her own little private sanctuary type of place. And, yeah, I think where the space allows for it, it is definitely, I think, you know, with Pinterest and all of the other social media, people are much more exposed to what's possible, and yeah, it's just the sky's the limit. If you can dream it up, we can probably build it, you know. There was nothing there. It was totally an empty room, so she wanted a space to relax. Originally, she was kind of sort of thinking about putting, you know, like a settee in there, or a, you know, a chair, a relaxing type of chair thing, but they're just, with the island and the shape and size of that room, there just wouldn't have been space, so I suggested the bench, and that also gave her a lot of extra storage below, which she, you know, likes that idea. Yeah, and she, you know, she's got lots of beautiful shoes, as you can see from the pictures, and she, you know, she wanted those more of a display, so we did slanted, which is, you know, just a little bit more blingy and pretty, and went to the ceiling, of course, with the crown. Yeah, as we were designing the space, those glass shelves were not really part of the design in the beginning because there was a door on that room. And as the cabinet got bigger with adding, you know, the fluted columns and things, the door wasn't going to open all the way. So she said, well, I think I'm going to have this door taken off. And so then she looked, you know, she looks at that space and says, well, what do you see there? So I said, well, I see glass shelves there. What do you think? And she loved the idea, so we did that. And then, you know, she likes to layer things, so she's like, let's back it with mirror. She's very creative as well, so it's just really fun to work with her and kind of make those things happen. And so the drawer faces are actually a thermofoil frame with a beveled mirror insert. So we ordered, you know, a frame, and then we took it to our glass company and had beveled mirrors put in there. And I went with a 5-piece thermofoil so that the, you know, all of the edges would be square to accent the bevel. Oh, it's kind of a fun hardware. I mean, the thing about that hardware, I think, is that it's kind of a classic shape. It's not, you know, too, you know, ostentatious, but it definitely brings out the bling, and I think with the mirror, that was just perfect. It was really all we needed to accent that and just make it, you know, just a little bit of a blingy add. And then she chose the knobs as an accent that are just a little bit more intricate, you know, with a little bit more detail on them, but those are beautiful too. Yeah, we call it a double jewelry drawer. It's really a jewelry drawer with a reverse pull-out tray inside, and then we typically line those with a velvet insert at the bottom, and then the top tray has two lucite inserts, so it's almost like a triple-decker in each drawer, and she got four of those in the one cabinet, so she's got a lot of jewelry to organize, and it was like being in a store. It is. It's like a jewelry store in there and a boutique where she can see all of the beautiful things and have a little, you know, some storage too with the drawers and, you know, bigger drawers and things like that. So